I'd like to welcome everyone out this morning. This is Commissioner's Court, Monday, April the 30th. Regular session. We'll start with an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we want to start by just thanking you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your goodness and your hand of provision. We thank you, Father, for leading and guiding us. Your word says that you've given us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness, all wisdom. And we thank you for that, because it is that wisdom that we will draw on, Father, when we make decisions for our county and its citizens. We ask, Father, that you continue to bless those and protect those that are abroad and at home, Father, who serve us and stand in harm's way. We just thank you for all these things, but especially for Jesus, for salvation, and the promise of heaven for those who love you and serve you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item three is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Approved minutes. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Grove, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. 3B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Grove to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll is approved. Three D are budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Three E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item 3F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, and applications for use of Upshur County roads, rights-of-way, and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Thank you, Madam Treasurer. Thank you. Item four is discuss and take action to execute contract with CoFile for indexing of real property records. And Terry, would you like to explain it?
Yes, that's just an overage from our original contract, and that money is in the budget and under my archives money. That's money that we collect for every recording. So the money's there. It's just that when they got them scanning and looking at all the documents, there were actually more instruments than what they had originally bought. So this will take care of my project.
All right. It is
covered by
$91,381.90. And it's covered by records management money.
Motion to approve.
Yes, sir.
Archive, sorry. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the agreement. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. I'm just going to put them both in so you can get it out. That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to execute contract with Texas Department of Health Services for the birth certificate electronic registration system. And this is just something we do annually with the Department of Health so that Terry can continue to print off birth certificates locally in her office.
Motion to approve and execute that contract with Texas Department of Health Services.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkus, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the contract with the Department of State Health Services. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to execute contract with LexisNexis Risk Solutions for tax assessor collector search capabilities. Luana?
This is a people search, so that we can find addresses. We have a lot of bad addresses down there, so that we can maybe get the bills to the people and hopefully get some of the collections done.
And it's $91 a month?
It's $91 a month through TXDIR. The lady that I talked to down there said that normally this is about $155 a month subscription, so we're getting a cut going through the government program.
In your budget?
Yes, sir.
So it helps her find addresses when she sends out tax bills?
Should pay for itself, right? I make a motion to approve the contract with LexisNexis.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkus, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the contract with LexisNexis for the tax assessor collector. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And Philip, there's no cost to the state health contract. In fact, we make money off of that. That was the previous one.
Appreciate it.
Item seven is discuss and take action to appoint Upshur County Sick Leave Pool Board members. And at this time, it looks like Vicki Jones is up. And she would accept reappointment. All right.
I move to reappoint Vicki Jones to the sick pool.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to appoint Vicki Jones to the Upshur County Sick Pool Board. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Are you cold?
Yes.
You know what I always say, it's either off or on.
Well, it is definitely.
There's no in between. Item eight is discuss and take action to approve out-of-state travel for the librarian. Under our policy, if we're going to travel out of state for education or seminars, it requires Commissioner Court approval.
I'm asking to go to, I belong to an association, it's the Association of Rural and Small Libraries, and I've been a member of this for some time, but their annual meeting they have is always out of state, and I'm asking to go this year. It's going to be in Springfield, Illinois. And I would leave on Tuesday, September the 11th, and come back on Saturday, September 15th.
Okay, how are you asking for it to be paid for? Because you don't have enough in your education.
To pay for the actual seminar, I do.
Okay, but travel expenses and...
I belong to a group, and we're going to carpool and share a hotel. So it's going to cost me about $100 out of my own pocket.
Okay.
To travel. Because four of us are going to carpool and then...
Okay.
So that you will have it.
Is there any other educational opportunities this coming budget, within this budget year, that you're going to want to attend?
No.
Or
just any, local things.
Or any of your people?
We pretty much went to everything that we're going to go to for this budget year.
So the...
Yeah, the seminar is $320.
And that's totally...
And that's all you're asking for.
That's all I'm asking for is the $320.
Because I was confused on that because of all the other stuff. That, I'm good.
Just the actual cost of the seminar.
Okay. Well, I don't have a problem with that then. She's got it in her budget.
Is that a motion?
Yes, I make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the out-of-state travel for the library. And those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action to move Rolling Meadow Drive in Phase 2 of Eagle Ridge from two-year waiting list into the county road inventory.
Okay. Mr. Andy?
Yes, I have gone out and looked at it. Yes, it is a good show.
Awesome. Well, then I have to make a motion that we accept this into the two-year... off of the two-year waiting list into the county road inventory.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to move Rolling Meadow Drive in the Phase 2 Eagle Ridge from the two-year waiting list to the county road inventory. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action on resolution in support of grant for Sheriff Office Body Camera Project. Sheriff?
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Commissioners. Yes, this is a grant that I have applied for this year, and before the grant can be completed and approved, we need a resolution from the Commissioners Court saying that that y'all will provide the funds needed to meet it. The Governor's Office is a state grant. And they're looking at giving us $16,640, and the county's match would be $24,646 for a total of the first year operating would be $41,286 on the grant. That would actually get us into a program that could last for numerous years. The big deal is the program that runs these body cameras, that will help out tremendously on all of our open records requests, redacting and doing things with that. It also streamlined the process of evidence for scenes, for crimes and stuff that go to court with the DA's office, and it would be a great improvement in what we have.
Isn't there an annual fee associated with that?
Yes, the annual fee afterwards would be $27,816. A year after.
And the $24,000 that you need now, you're asking us to take that out of contingency?
Yes. As soon as the funds are available, then I would move forward to purchasing the cameras.
Do you know when the grant, when it will happen?
No, I talked to Ms. Lee about it. She would be able to upload the resolution to the grant, and then once that's done, then I guess we would be notified somewhere before sometime in the summer. I think it was June or July. June of the grant being awarded.
Is this grant available again later in the year? Is this something that...
I don't know that. I know that the state of Texas moves money around as needed, so they don't supply the grants. I know this is maybe, don't hold me to this, maybe the third round possibly. second or third round that this grant's been available, and I can't guarantee you that it'll be there next year. This would actually get us, being applying for this grant would actually put us in a program that would be sustainable for numerous years down the road, at least over 5 years and continue on. That's with replacement of equipment after the first 2.5 years and 3. We replace all of our equipment that we have. It's cloud-based storage, which are HD recordings, which Ms. Stella can tell you how expensive servers are. Storing these things, there are laws, open records request, open records laws. We have to keep these things on file. And currently, we're in a little bit of a bind with that. This will put us in a program that's sustainable over the years.
I bet I know what he's really asking. He's really asking you if it can be put off until October when we have a new budget.
The grant period runs from June 1st of 2018 to May 31st of 2019. So it could possibly fall into
we have so many things that we're dealing with again for this coming budget year.
Yes.
to in the middle of this year, not knowing where we really are going to be with the way things are going with insurance and other things. That's why I asked the question if it could be put off into another budget year where we could actually begin to plan for this kind of stuff.
Currently, we are operating in the sheriff's office with no body cameras whatsoever. When I shortly took office, they started going down. The body cameras that were purchased were what I call throwaway cameras. The batteries would not take a charge anymore. And we started going down, and we started taking them up. So currently, we are operating out of it this time.
What would be the time? How many year contract would this be?
The company that we're looking at gives us a 5-year contract. They are state on the state contract. They and then it would recurring every year after that. More than likely, the way they usually do contracts. And during that time, there's warranties, equipment that could be replaced that goes down. The big thing is the cameras are cheap, as far as the cheapest part of it. And that's what we found out doing our research. The big thing is the computer programs that run these cameras do the law enforcement specific stuff. The redacting, the open records, the things that the cameras do with the program would just be a great enhancement from what we have there.
What's the time period?
June 1st of this year through May 31st of 19. But I believe even if you decide to not fund it until next fiscal year, he would need the resolution signed today in order to proceed with the application process.
Mm.
And then we could wait and fund it in October?
Yes, he would just not be able to allowed to order anything until October 1st. Hmm. I would record zero expenditures every month until October 1st.
But once we sign that commitment, if we don't execute the contract, we're going to pay this $24,000 if we chose not to go forward?
The what she's saying is the resolution will allow him to finish the grant and secure the state funds.
Yes.
But if we don't give him the $24,000 until October, he can't do anything.
The resolution is basically saying that you're going to work with me and the state on that amount of money to move forward with the grant. I did ask for more, but they didn't give it to me.
Could you live with that? If the court approved the resolution today, but we don't fund it until October? I know it's not exactly what you want, but...
Yes, sir. I can live with that.
But we're still guaranteeing our payment for the next budget year, correct?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
So if you, and for the next four years.
Which is $185,000 over 5 years.
Yes, ma'am.
How many cameras does this do? Does this give all your patrol? What?
Yes, ma'am. 20 cameras.
It's not quite that much, is it? It's 27 a year.
Okay.
For four
27
years.
27 is 16. Annual fee.
So it's 190.
That's what he said.
27.
Almost 28 a year.
Does the 41,000 include the 27,000 first year annual fee?
The 41, everything is the first year's fee.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he needs them. I mean, if he can let us pay for them in October, then.
It says here in this resolution that you're given the power to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the agency. So if between now and that point in time, you could reject and we wouldn't owe the $41,000?
Something was to fall through, but the big thing is currently we have no cameras right now.
Okay.
Either way, we're going to have to come up with something to pay. The state is willing to meet us half, a little bit less than halfway, and what that was a 20% match when we first did it, and I asked a little over $33,000 from the state, and they cut my request in half.
They won't match any in the following years on the contract, will they?
No, sir.
Okay.
The cameras that we did have, Sheriff, that we did have that are obsolete now, the software that was usable for that was ours. Is that correct? We weren't paying an annual fee.
Basically, on the software that was that was basically just storage. There was anything, from my understanding, there was no redacting ability, there was no sharing ability. Basically, it was just a storage on the server, and that's all we did with it. We would have to run videos, CDs.
That was on our exit. On our
supplies, move things around to the courts to provide those videos. This actual program here would streamline our office and the DA's office where they would actually be able to look at and to make reporting of with access to the videos that we currently have in the system.
Yeah, our server would always get full and they'd have to go in and delete what they didn't need anymore, and Estella had to work on it a lot. But this will all be in the cloud, and that's why then the DA can just log in, have a login. They can log in and they can watch it sitting at their desk.
This annual fee with the software firm, then they are going. If there's any money to be provided to the cloud, that comes out of their stuff. We're not going to have another fee for the cloud usage.
This is a complete done package. This is a complete cloud storage.
If a camera breaks, they replace it.
It's a complete program where you have the camera hardware, signal hardware, the licensing, unlimited HD storage in the cloud. Which I think Ms. Stella can tell you how expensive that gets once you start running those type of programs in a server. The mobile apps on them, the docking station with the warranties, camera warranties for the length of the contract, camera upgrades at two and a half years, and again at five. There's also the option of the docking upgrades at, again, the 2.5 to 5 years, 40 GB license, not for the storage, CAD and RMS integration, which is coming into another option,
right?
And the professional service training and installation.
And you said 40 gigabyte of storage on the cloud? Is that what you just read?
Yes, the license of non-Axon storage.
Is that enough?
40 gig?
I think it's really unlimited.
It's unlimited storage for the body cameras.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is for the non-Axon storage, which I'm not real sure.
Estelle.
I believe where we're going, the device has a certain amount of storage before it has to be uploaded. So you have to, but once you've uploaded it, it's unlimited.
It's unlimited storage for everything.
Estelle.
Yeah. We're probably going to need to update like our access points and things like that. Maybe even think a little bit our bandwidth, since those transmit a high amount of data to the cloud. So I'm not sure that those are going to be required, but they're getting kind of where we are probably going to need to upgrade anyway. But this might kind of looks bad.
Yeah, the docking station, when we looked at it, the docking station is actually hardwired into a computer, so we wouldn't have to use our in-house wireless service, because that was one of the things when we were looking at it, was currently our infrastructure for the wireless upload will not handle.
They'll take the camera off their body, and they'll put it in a docking station, and it will download everything that happened on that shift.
This company that you're going to do business with, they're a state contracted company.
Yes.
And have they been around a while, or were there other choices, or?
No, sir, they've been around a very good while. They were formerly known as Taser.
I personally don't have a problem with signing the resolution today with the understanding that we need to put it in the budget future.
That's your motion?
Yes, sir.
I'd second that.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve the resolution in support of the grant with the understanding that the court will fund it in the next budget year. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Sheriff. Item 11 is discuss and take action to approve or disapprove Jackson Oil invoice. And along with that, item 12 is discuss and take action to award road and bridge fuel bid to next lower bidder in order of ranking as lowest and best bid. Will you explain?
Yes. About a year and a half ago, when we started fully understanding how fuel deliveries came in and how they were costed and invoiced to us, we started tracking every delivery. So as soon as the fuel would show up to Rome Bridge, they would fax us the delivery ticket. We would plug it in our spreadsheet, and we knew based on the profit margin that the vendor placed in their original bid, how much the invoice should be. The very first invoice that we got from Jackson Oil after we voted them to be the primary bidder this year came in at more than what we anticipated. So we started emailing back and forth with Jackson Oil, and we determined that what they were doing, rather than sending us an invoice for the dock price plus the predetermined profit margin per gallon purchased, they were charging us the profit margin on the entire capacity of the delivery truck. So we did only pay the dock price for the gallons that we purchased, but then we paid 11 cents on the whole capacity of the truck, which actually the profit margin, if you look at it, what we paid on each gallon purchased, it came out to be 19.8 cents a gallon. Had that have been explained in their original bid packet, then the court might have been able to determine that they were not actually the lowest and best bidder. But it was not stated that way in the packet. So I don't think that the court had a fair amount of information to look at to make the right decision.
So to simplify it, I mean really simplify it, is they charged us for a whole load. They charged us the freight on a whole load even though we ordered a partial load.
Basically.
What if the court said, okay, we're going to pay Jackson Oil what we think we owe them at their, at the bid we accepted, and continue doing business with them if they accept that. But then we say contingent on that, if they don't accept that, then we accept the next lowest bidder.
I believe that that's probably going to be the case. We were told one day last week that they were refusing to bring fuel until we got this invoice settled. So, is anybody from Jacksonville here?
Lady.
Okay. I had the sheet filled out, but I couldn't find the
good part.
Okay.
Okay. Well, good.
I'm Miss Sykes from Jacksonville. What had happened that day? Are you Miss Sykes? Okay. All right. What had happened that day was Mr. Jordan called on a Friday mid-morning, close to lunch, and discovered that they were out of fuel. They weren't physically out of fuel, just the siphon tube didn't go down far enough to pump any more out. So he asked originally for 1,000 gallons, and Fridays are usually hectic days. They've always been very good to call a day ahead of time and say, hey, put this on the books for tomorrow. So we have a truck that had just finished loading 2,000 red diesel to take to Texarkana, and Chuck caught him before he left town, wanted to go back and fill the rest of the truck with Mr. Jordan's approval, 2,500 gallons, and get over here first. When we have a contract or a bid with somebody, they come first, especially when they're in education or government or community. So that's how come the load was not a 4,500 gallon load or a 7,500 gallon load. This is, I believe, the first time this has ever happened on this.
It has happened one time prior.
Had it?
A couple years ago. We check the tanks twice a week. We'll stick the tanks. Because y'all like to be on a 10-day net. Texas law says 30, so we work with y'all to be on a 10-day net. We stress the fuel very close to keep on the 10-day net. This one situation, we used a lot of fuel in a week's time, and we supposedly had a storm moving in that weekend. Our tank stops picking up around 1,400 gallons, 1,400 gallons. We still technically have fuel, but we can't get our hands on it because the pump won't grab it. So I did call Chuck, told him I need 1,000 gallons, if you can help me with 1,000 gallons. He said, well, I've got a hole for 25. I said, that would be perfect, as fast as you can get it to me. I understand in our bid packet that I would be paying the 11 cents. The bill that we got in, it was brought to my attention that we were paying more than the 11 cents. That's where the discrepancy lies.
But did they bring the oil? I mean, the fuel?
Yes, ma'am. At that time, they did bring the fuel.
After they said they weren't until we paid the invoice?
No.
It's the first time.
Okay.
Since then, because we ordered enough fuel to get us going, since then we have called to order fuel again. We were told that we could not get fuel until this bill was taken.
Okay. And we've been dealing with them. I've been here. This is my sixth year. So we have done business with them for close to 5 years, 4 years.
I've had them 4 of my 5 years.
Okay. Yes. To the tune of about 200 and something thousand a year, correct?
Exception of the last year.
Okay. So we've never not paid our bill. You've always had your money. We have conformed to the 10-day rule for y'all, and you're going to refuse us 2,500 gallons of gas? I have an issue with that, number one.
First of all, I'm just a messenger.
I know, but you're going to have to relay what I just said.
Right, right. Yes, ma'am, I understand that. I mean, that's just, you know, on the bid sheet we have, which I know we also have the next 10 days. We have minimum delivery rates.
I don't understand what you're really
talking about. For the tanker loads of 4,500 gallons,
but
it's
willing
cents.
To pay 11 cents probably.
That's the
because
margin. That was the agreed on margin.
He knew it, but we didn't.
We hustled around and take care of you guys where you didn't run out over the weekend with the storm coming in, and that's just the way that Chuck had interpreted the bid to read. That we were entitled, I mean, because we took care of you, and I mean, we couldn't help that they ran out, that they had sold an unprecedented amount between Monday when they measured the tanks and Friday
when they measure tanks and call this mid-morning and...
I understand that part, ma'am, and I'm not, I don't mean in any way to be disrespectful to you. I know that you're just the messenger, and so I'm just asking you to relay back what you're hearing. But
you know,
the fact is, we did not, the second time, did they bring the gas?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so in 4 years of giving this company almost $1 million of this business, you refused to bring gas. That's my issue.
You didn't pay the...
Okay? And that...
I just want to ask, do you know if, I mean, are y'all willing to accept the, what we think it should...
The 11 cent margin on the actual gallons that we did with them?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll just see if he'll be willing to accept that.
Okay.
Ms. Sox?
Can we take this up after we reconvene?
Let me, I want to clear something in my mind. It's supposed to be a 5 cent per gallon profit. And but you knew, Andy, do I understand that you knew that if you were short of a normal full load, that it was 11 cents instead of 5 cents?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Was that disclosed to the commissioner's court that it would be 11 cents on the charges?
Yes.
I gave you a copy.
Offer to pay the bill is what we think we owe.
I have an issue with the fact that everybody else is willing to do what the state says. They want 10 days. That's hard for us. And we have issues. So is this the time that we discuss?
That would be a negotiation during the bid process.
Okay.
Right.
I'll make a note of that.
So
I recommend that we offer to pay what we think we owe, and if they don't accept it, then we accept the next lowest bid, which was Petroleum Traders.
So we put in there.
I'll make that into a motion.
Second.
We pay what they request, and we're not, then we go to them.
And if they don't accept it, we pay the full amount.
Yeah.
And then go to Petroleum Traders.
Yeah. Be done.
Oh my.
And then we get, then we can satisfy.
They accept, and if you
don't mind, if you would send us an email rather than call, let us know either that way or on the trail.
And if they accept it, can we pay it today so that he can order
because
he's getting
low?
I'm within 3 to 500 gallons
right now. Can she not make a phone call during our recess there for our closed session?
You think you can get an answer pretty quick?
Absolutely.
Today, I mean.
Okay, we're gonna take a break where we go into another room.
Yes, sir.
And that'll give you time to call in.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, then we'll table these items for right now. But you understand what you're gonna tell him?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
11 cents on the actual delivered gallons. Correct.
Correct.
And we cut a check.
Yeah, correct.
The exact amount that we calculated,
that'd be great.
And we'll pay you today. And we'll pay you today. But if that doesn't happen that way, then we're just going to go with the other vendor.
Okay.
$5,694.67.
Under item 13, the court will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Code's annotated 551.089 to discuss security devices. Recorder zone. Under item 14, the court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary regarding security devices. Are there going to be any motions?
No motions.
No.
Okay.
All right. Back under item 11, discuss and take action to approve or disapprove Jackson Oil invoice.
Yes, sir. I talked to Chuck and he said he would take the adjusted amount.
Okay.
And I talked to Mr. Jordan. I believe Lisa's going to be calling shortly to let us know what you need fuel wise today.
Okay.
All right. You want me to do it?
Sure.
I'll move that we pay the adjusted amount to the 11 cents a gallon on 2,500 gallons of fuel for Jackson Oil and also to pay that amount today.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross, is to pay the amount that we believe we owe today. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And we probably won't have a problem in the future.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks for coming.
I bet we don't.
Thank you for coming.
I bet we don't.
So under item 12, there won't be any action today?
No action.
All right.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.